What is the perspective of the new trade agreement between North American neighbors now that it's in its fourth month from a senior USDA official? Rod Bain reports.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement has been in effect since July 1st. A short time, yes, but how might USMCA be benefiting our nation's ag sector at this point?
I'm a believer that the USMCA is very, very good, and it's something that can be sustained.
Those thoughts shared recently by Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Ted McKinney. So you might recall among the specific achievements touted as coming out of USMCA.
A brand new, first ever chapter on the biosciences, notably biotechnology traits like GMOs, and then the gene editing. That language is really stellar, and it spells out how we'll work with each other and behave with these new technologies. So that's a terrific addition that's less well known. And the same goes for a complete rewrite of the sanitary phytosanitary chapter.
In addition, two issues negotiated on by the U.S. and Canada appear to have reached resolution.
I think by and large we fixed the wheat issue, the same variety of wheat planted 1 mile into Canada coming across the border into North Dakota was considered food grade. That same variety of wheat 1 mile into North Dakota going north into Canada was considered feed grade. So I think that's being straightened out. And I'm hearing good things for the most part about flow of distilled and fermented products from Washington, Oregon, and other places.
However, as the undersecretary noted, some aspects of USMCA need close attention. One example is U.S. dairy access to Canada.
We are concerned, and we're watching very closely, that they're trying a different methodology to once again protect their markets so that no dairy or dairy products find their way in.
Meanwhile, in Mexico,
there's a pretty strong adoption of the precautionary principle that is emerging down there. Pesticides haven't been registered there since 2018, same for biotech traits. There's some other discussions going on.
Discussions, Undersecretary McKinney says, is going on at the highest levels. He remains optimistic that any potential issues within USMCA will be resolved through the channels and protocols established in the agreement.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue on Thursday announced a $3.1 billion rural electric infrastructure investment in 25 states. The Department of Agriculture is investing in 53 projects through the Electric Loan Program, benefiting 1.4 million rural residents and businesses across the country. The announcement is part of a record level of USDA electric infrastructure investments in one fiscal year. The department invested $6.3 billion in the electric loan program in fiscal year 2020. That is up $5.8 billion in 2019, also a record. This is Inside Agriculture.